speedbuilders.com. Good morning, Mrs. Lee. As I told you a moment ago, my name is Ray Peters. I'm here today representing State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company and certain defendants with regard to a lawsuit that's been filed on your behalf stemming from an accident that I believe occurred in September of 1997. I'm here today to take your deposition. I'll ask some background data and get into the accident, injuries, and your medical treatment resulting from that accident. Before we get started, let me ask you if you have ever been deposed before.
Yes.
By way of refresher, let me just say that this is the court reporter. She will be recording, theoretically, everything that's said. If I ask a question you don't understand, or I mumble, or you don't hear my question, feel free to ask me to repeat it, rephrase it, or explain it.
I'll be sure to do that. Thank you for reminding me that I can do that.
I'll be happy to do so. If you don't, I will assume you have heard and understood the question. Also, if you can answer my questions out loud, that's very helpful, so we can have your testimony taken down correctly.
No problem with that either.
Do you have any questions about the deposition before we get started?
No.
Could you please state your full name for the record?
Susan Marie Lee.
What's your current address, Mrs. Lee?
761 Roosevelt Avenue, Kenner, Louisiana, 70062.
How long have you lived at that address?
3.5 years.
Are you currently married?
No, I'm a widow.
When did your husband pass away?
September of 97.
Are there any other names that you've gone by? Any aliases?
No, I only go by one name.
You mentioned a moment ago that you've been deposed before. What was that in regard to?
I was a nursing director and a baby had an accident at the hospital. Since I was her immediate supervisor, they called me in.
Is that the only time you've been deposed?
Yes, that's it.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am employed at the present time.
Where do you work?
Creole Healthcare of Louisiana.
Is there an office that you work in?
Yes. Do you need the address?
Please, if you don't mind.
334 North Causeway, Suite 23.
How long have you worked for Creole Healthcare of Louisiana?
5 years.
You were working for them at the time of the accident we're here for today?
Yes, I was working for them then, yes.
Did you miss any work following this accident because of your injuries or anything like that?
No, I didn't.
Have you had any problems performing your job as a result of the accident in September of 97, or any injuries you may have sustained in that accident?
Yes, I certainly have had.
What type of problems have you had?
Part of my job involves driving and meeting with our providers, and I have trouble looking over my right shoulder without pain. Also, part of my job involves a lot of phone calls, and I had trouble holding that phone while I'm on the computer. So they had to get me a headset so I could keep my head up and not have to lean on the left side.
You are able to operate a motor vehicle, though, is that correct?
Yes, of course, I can drive.
Where did you work before Creole Healthcare of Louisiana?
Excellent Healthcare.
Where were they located at the time?
They were at 656 Edwards Avenue. It's Jefferson, Louisiana.
How long did you work for them?
I've been there 10 years.
Why did you stop working for them?
Well, for one thing, I got a better offer, but another consideration was our company was franchising, and they offered me the opportunity to purchase the branch, and I turned it down. So when a new owner came on board, I decided it was time to leave.
Do you have a driver's license with you today, ma'am?
Yes, but my purse is out at the front desk.
Do you know your driver's license number?
No, I sure don't.
Do you have a Louisiana driver's license?
Yes, I have one, sure, yes.
Has that license ever been suspended or revoked for any reason?
No, it's never been suspended or revoked.
What's your date of birth?
May 21, 1942.
Do you know your Social Security number?
Not offhand, I sure don't.
Are you a salaried employee with Creole Healthcare?
Yes, I am on salary, yes.
You mentioned you have trouble looking over your right shoulder when you're driving a car, or you have trouble looking over your left shoulder, which causes problems for you driving an automobile?
That's correct.
Has that caused you to miss any appointments or caused you not to be able to perform any particular aspects of your employment?
No. I still am able to drive to my appointments. I just have pain now when I try to look over my shoulder. I don't have full range of motion. I almost have to turn my body.
Have you been convicted of any felonies within the past 10 years?
No. I've never been in any trouble with the law.
Ever been in the military?
No, never have.
Ever filed for or been discharged in bankruptcy?
No, I haven't.
The automobile accident that we're here for today, according to the papers filed by your attorney, occurred in September of 1997. Does that coincide with your recollection of the date of the accident?
Yes, that is the date of the accident.
Do you remember what day of the week it was?
No, I believe it was a Wednesday or Thursday, but I'm not certain.
It was a weekday as opposed to a weekend?
Correct, that's correct.
What time of day did this happen?
It was approximately 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
And exactly where did this accident occur?
At the top of the Clearview Bridge, which goes over I-10.
Where were you going at the time?
I was going to an appointment at a pediatric services place.
Where were they located at the time?
They're on West Napoleon in Metairie.
That's where you were going, to the West Napoleon Address?
Right, that's where I was headed.
Where were you coming from?
I was coming from lunch in Metairie.